Alan, mixed feelings after that performance. On the one hand, played well, but got caught in a smash and grab red.
Yeah, really frustrated because I was saying to the lads in the changing room, there was so many positives, so many good things, so many things that happened that we've been working on, that we've been trying to get the lads to do. I thought defensively we were a lot more solid. We didn't take the risks that we'd been taking in other games. The two centre midfielders were excellent today and they worked really hard, but they got on the ball and they looked forward, they looked positive. We didn't go backwards or square. We created chances, not as many as we'd like, but we created a few chances, but we looked solid and there was loads and loads of positives, and we get beat 1-0. And it's difficult to take, but because of all those positives, it gives us a good foundation to build on for next week.
I said to Tommy that he must be wishing that Reece Dyche was on the end of one or two of those opportunities today.
Well, that's it. I honestly think, take nothing away from the lads that played today. They're all excellent. The front three, Caton, Gillies, excellent. Millsy did well. The midfielders, Sayers and Joe, were fantastic. Terry at the back was outstanding. Tomo and Trotman did well. You know, they all did really well, but I honestly think with Stichy in there today, he'd have scored. He'd have got us that early goal. He'd have got us that 1-0 lead. And once we'd got that 1-0 lead, I think we'd have settled. We'd have played even better football. The confidence would have grown. It can be over, really sort of understated how important the first goal is. People say it, you know, that first goal is important, but it is. It's huge, especially when you're trying to bring in new ideas and new ways of playing and introducing new players. That first goal is massive because it just settles everyone's nerves and it builds confidence. And I think if we'd have got that today, we'd have gone on and won the game quite comfortably. But we didn't, and we missed chances.
You must have been frustrated about that goal because it came about from Quakers having possession in their final third.
Yeah, well, it comes back into this thing that I've been talking about, which is a little bit of professionalism, reading situations for what they are. Took the throw-in, giving it to Millsy, no problem with that. I've got no problem with Millsy cutting inside and trying to cross the ball with his right foot. Happens, he got blocked, the ball's gone forward. It's what happens afterwards that bothers me. It's recognising the situation, the lads away. It's probably a 2v2, 3v3 situation. Or they might have been outnumbering us slightly. And it's recognising that situation where can we get across? Do we try and win the ball straight away? Which I think two of them, one try to come across and nick the ball off the lad who's running down the right-hand side. And he's missed it and hasn't got there and the lad's away. Now, you don't have to do that. You just cut him off at the pass. Slow him down. Mm. You don't have to win it. You slow him down. He's on the halfway line. It's not like he's shooting. Mm. So you just slow him down. And then once we haven't done that, once he's got that side of us, bring him down. You know? It sounds horrible, but
that's the way it is, isn't
bring
it?
Him down. Professionalism, you know? Whoever it was, like Millsy, if he's chasing back, or whoever it was who come across, it might have been Joe or something. I mean, don't get me wrong, Joe for me was man of the match. He was outstanding. I loved what he did today. And it's one of those things where you read a situation and you go, you know what, we're in trouble here. I'll take a yellow card for the team. You know, I'll just bring him down. I think they'd have done that. They would have done that. It's things we'll learn. Reading situations, making the right decisions, being professional, being ruthless, seeing games out. And we didn't. And sod's law, like you said, the one real opening opportunity they had, they scored from. They took it well, to be fair to them, but it just seems harsh that we're getting punished for all our mistakes at the minute.
And might bounce back on Friday night against Harrogate.
Well, we will bounce back, you know. We'll get the lads fired up in training. Obviously, we'll introduce Stichy, who's a big character, a big physical presence for the team. I'm presuming, I don't want to pick the team because that's the gaffer's job, but I'm presuming he'll start on Friday. We want to see him. Mm. He's exciting. He's a good lad. I've met him today. The lads have taken to him, and Friday's, it's a great opportunity for us to bounce back and get a good result and something positive.
I've got to ask you this, as a former defender, and you know what Reece Dyche is like, hustling, bustling, centre forward, would you have enjoyed an aerial duel with him?
You know, yeah, I would have done, I used to thrive on that. What I didn't like was people who were really quick and really small and really nippy, who used to, you know, one ball over the top. And if it was somebody who was big, strong physically, it was going to be a scrap. Whether I'd win that scrap or lose that scrap, I used to enjoy it, because that's what I can do. It's when you've got lots of little nippy people, you know, like Kate and Tomo, people like that. They're the ones that used to cause me, like, the biggest headache, you know, because Do I get tight? What if I get tight and he spins me, I'm never catching him. Do I drop off? If I drop off, then they're going to be running at me, 1v1s. Whereas if it's someone with a bit more physicality, I'm thinking, right, well, I know he's going to be here, I'm going to be there. We're going to be scrapping for this ball in the air. It's going to be physical. You might lose the battle, but it was something that I used to sort of look forward to and thrive on. You know, and to be honest, some of the players that I've bumped into in the Tommy's one of them. I've played against Tommy, and we had some nice scraps. There was a lad who was at Bournemouth for years and years, Fletcher. I used to have some scraps with him. He's big, 6'3". You know what I mean? But we're good pals. We got respect for each other because we were honest, and we used to scrap it out. And I used to enjoy it. That was the one I used to look for. If their centre forward was a big lad, I'm like, yeah, this will do me. But it's the little nippy ones I didn't like.